In Mozambique, aid agencies are racing to prevent the spread of waterborne disease in areas devastated by the path of Cyclone Idai, with much of the country still flooded. It could be days before the waters drain away. Bodies from neighbouring cyclone-affected Zimbabwe are washing across the border. Mozambique is struggling to help the injured, with nearly 40 of its hospitals damaged. Rick Hovada is the spokesman for Save the Children. He's currently in Mozambique's capital, Maputo, and I spoke to him a short time ago.
It's a country, an area that is devastated. It's been hit by a cyclone. There's water. The cyclone came on land just north of Beira, which is the biggest city in that area. It's an important port city. And it went inland and it destroyed basically everything in its path, bringing floods because of the heavy rain. And tens of thousands of people lived in that area where now there's only water. There used to be houses, there used to be trees, but now there's water only. And that is people's lives that are destroyed. There's still people trapped on roofs. There's still people trapped on bridges that cannot go anywhere. There's people trapped on small patches of island or land in the middle of water. And they have to get, you know, specialized organizations are conducting a rescue operation to get those people out of there or to bring goods to the people so at least they can survive. In floodings like this, all the water gets contaminated. That means that diseases, outbreak of diseases, are just around the corner. And that is just another disaster waiting to happen.
The official death toll for Mozambique is still in the hundreds, around 240 people. Do you expect that death toll to rise significantly?
It's very hard to say how high it will rise, but that it will rise, yes, that is. I think that everybody is in agreement on that. The president has said that 1,000 people might have been killed by this terrible disaster, the flood. It might even be higher. We won't know until the next couple of days or even weeks when the water starts to retreat. Then we know and see the real impact.
Mozambique is a young country. Almost half the population is under 15. Do you fear that children will bear the brunt of this disaster?
Children will always bear the brunt of this disaster because they are the most vulnerable to diseases, like we just spoke about, the outbreak of diseases like cholera. You know, it isn't there yet, but it's around the corner because, you know, with contaminated water, those things are bound to happen and children are most susceptible to that. But also, children who are separated from their parents because of the flood or because they have lost their parents.
What is the most pressing need at this point in time in Mozambique?
I think there's only one word for that, and that is everything. Everything is the most pressing need. People are in need of food, of shelter, places to live. They are in need of clean water, medical supplies to prevent diseases, but also to treat wounded. The hospitals have been destroyed. Schools have flooded. You know, we want children to back to school as soon as possible. Otherwise, they will miss out on their education, which is another effect of this disaster. What is the need? Everything is the need.
That's Save the Children spokesman Rick Hovada. He spoke to me from Mozambique's capital, Maputo.